Thrilled now to be joined by Marvin Lewis, the coach of the Bengals. But today, in shorts and a golf shirt, out here at Berkeley Hall playing in the Contestants Am. Are you an avid golfer, Marvin?
I am. As often as I can play golf, I try to, and I really enjoy it. And as they said, the more you play, the better you get.
Well, that's true. What brought you to the game?
Actually, when I started coaching in college, the guys I got started with were a lot older than me, and that was how they kind of spent their free time and relaxed time. And then as my children got older and I had more time to do it, I really do love it and enjoy getting better at it.
We'll talk about these kids out here. You mentioned you coached college. Most of these kids are college age, but they've honed their games, obviously.
They have. They've gotten better, and I've been fortunate since I've been involved in this over probably the last 10, 12 years, and I've played with three or four guys that are out there competing on the tour now, and so it's been fun to watch their careers go through from they're making the transition from high school to college and on into the pro level.
We'll talk about the release that you get from golf, because obviously you might be in the most stressful job in the world as an NFL football coach.
Well, I think what golf gives you, though, is you're really competing against yourself, and just being able to relax and do things the same way every time, which is really what we're trying to do all the time on the football field, is to, you know, when you take that club out the bag, that ball will fly the same distance each and every time. And if we could get that same consistency in football, we'd feel pretty good about it.
No doubt about that. Let's talk a little bit about football. We just had the draft. Are you pleased with the way things went?
Yeah, I'm very pleased with our young guys we've added in the draft, and we ended up with 10 picks, and so we've got a lot of new young talent, and we're excited about it with Dre Kirkpatrick, the cornerback from Alabama, and Kevin Zeitler, offensive guard from Wisconsin, were our two first-round picks. So we're really, you know, excited about those guys and what they can help our football team this year.
You know, you're a good-sized guy, but you're not as big as I thought that you were. I'm sure you've heard that before. Is it at all intimidating getting in the face of a 350-pound man?
Well, I'm not known from getting in their face. Hopefully, we're always trying to pick people that have the same ideals in mind, that they want to be just as good as we expect them to be. And that's my job as a coach, to get this guy with his ability to be the best football player he can be.
If you were coaching any of the kids in golf, would the same principles apply in golf and in football?
I think they would. That, you know, you're going to help a guy reach his potential. That's what we're for. And for us, hopefully along the way, that helps us become the best football team we can be with him reaching his full potential as a player.
Are you looking forward to the season? When do you go back to work?
I am. I'm excited. We're about 2 weeks away from opening up training camp, and I'm excited for it. It's going to be a fun, a challenging year. We play the NFC East as our crossover and the AFC West. So we're going to play the Manning boys back-to-back, and Romo and Carson Palmer, you know, some very good quarterbacks this year are on our schedule, as well as our division, which we know is so tough, in Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cleveland.
How's your secondary going to look?
Well, we've loaded up with some guys in our secondary, so we feel really good about of adding guys. We added Terrence Newman this year. We added Davis, and Dre Kirkpatrick is number one pick, and we bring back some of our other guys. Jason Allen, I guess, is the word I was looking for. So we're excited with where we are in our secondary and so forth.
Last question I'm going to ask you, and, of course, we're talking to Coach Lewis. Why are punters such good golfers?
Because it's a stroke. Punting is a stroke, and it's a consistent stroke each and every time. And, you know, our kicking coach, and I can sit back there behind our punter, and I can tell when he has a good hit on the ball. And it's a consistent stroke, and the fact that you got to drop the ball inside, not too far outside, it's a consistent drop and so forth, and he makes a consistent stroke. And our punter is a pretty good golfer, so I think it is true.
Well, some quarterbacks out there are pretty good golfers, too. Tony Romo's a good player.
A lot of quarterbacks are very good golfers, and but they're not getting, you know, they're not getting beat up day in and day out, so their hands and their joints work a little better.
Well, we wish you all the luck in the world. We can't thank you enough for your time.
You're welcome. Good to be on your show.